This is Tom Edison. This is Connect the Dots Radio, and we're going to connect the dots today, or this evening. It's like 10 p.m. Saturday on the West Coast. It's 1 a.m. in New York, and this is Connect the Dots Radio Show. It's a call-in show. 888-627-6008. And we're just going to get right to it here. We're just going to start talking about what is going on. And there's plenty going on. There's so many things happening out there on the internet. People are talking. People are talking about the chemtrails and nobody's doing anything about it. People are talking about the Pleiadians and all the information that they are bringing to the human race. That's right, the Pleiadians are bringing information to the human race. Supposedly, in case you don't know, the Pleiadians, they are ETs. That's extraterrestrial. Yes, they do exist. They do exist. The creatures from outer space, the creatures from another world, they do exist. There's over 100 of them that hang around the Earth at this point in time. Hard to believe, right? But it's true. Whether you see them or not, there's so many stories out there, you just have to believe it. So anyhow, this is what's going on. Supposedly the Pleiadians are taking the constellation, I mean, the star group known as the Pleiades, and some people call it the seven stars, seven sisters, some people refer to it as nine stars. Supposedly, they are rounding up some of the bad guys that are doing all these bad things on Earth. Yeah, sounds wonderful, doesn't it? Well, it should be wonderful. Either it's true or it isn't. And so, I kind of believe it's true. And it's a good idea to believe it's true. But anyhow, they have an important message for the human race. And the important message is that this is what they're telling us. They are saying that we, the human race, have to evolve individually and collectively for the new reality to happen. That's right. People have always been talking about raising your love vibration. And this is paramount to moving into what's known as the fifth dimension. So we all have a responsibility as human beings to project our best vibrations. Love is an important emotion, most powerful force in the universe, and this is what we have to do. We have to learn about projecting love and not the bad emotions like hate and anger. And this is all part of the equation of evolving into the fifth dimension. We're in the third dimension now, which incorporates dimensions 1, 2, and 3. You know, it's like a scale, like a ruler, you know, 12 inches to a ruler. Well, there's your basic 12 dimensions. But in order to get to the fifth, you have to rid yourself personally of all the hate and anger and bad vibrations and learn to project good vibrations out of your body. And that's the only thing stopping us from being there right now. Supposedly, we've heard this date before. 2012 was the original date. for moving into the fifth dimension. Yeah, there was something connected with 2012, but it was determined by extraterrestrials, the Pleiadians, Arcturians, another group, Galactic Federation, another group, that we weren't ready yet to move into the fifth dimension because we're still all stuck here with too much anger, war, and bad things going on. So, in certain ways, we only have ourselves to blame, but in reality, it's more than just that because we have all these evil world control entities that make it difficult for us to be as good as people as we want to. We're all being suppressed and bombarded with all kinds of negative stuff, which makes it more difficult to be just a loving person. So those are important facts in the big picture. And this is a call-in show. Number here is 888-627-6008. And if there's anybody out there, I came across some information. I'd like to know if you ever heard about it. There are these, believe it or not, Pleiadians that have accounts on Twitter, supposedly, and they're giving out some important information, like some of the stuff I just told you, but there might be imposters out there, too, and which is always the case. And one particular Pleiadian Twitter account I came across, they're posting pictures, and one of the pictures had some information relating to 13th, 14th, and 15th dimension. Now, I never heard of anything like that. If there's anybody out there listening now, if you heard anything about the 13th, 14th, or 15th dimension, call in and tell us. Because kind of put up a red flag for me. I'm thinking, like, what? Trying to confuse us here? Because I never heard of that. I mean, I heard the basic, for years I've heard about it, writing books about the 12 basic dimensions, and each one is subdivided into 12 sections or overtones, as they're called, which gives you 144 possible realities that you can move up and down through. But 13th, 14th, and 15th, I never heard about that in my life from any source. But it's some entity has an account on Twitter, and it's putting out information like that. And I'm thinking, like, what? So anyhow, and there was a few other things on that same account where there's, I don't know, red flags are going up as far as I'm thinking. So if anybody's out there, hey, call in and tell us, what do you know about some 13th, 14th, or 15th dimension? Hey, this is important stuff. And also, one of the there's about three of them that I'll follow, and you know, I like to believe it's all true, and I kind of do believe some of it's true. It makes sense, and a lot of it's connected to all the people that are getting arrested by the Trump administration. You know, pedophiles and stuff like that. That's something apparently we have in common. You know, Trump doesn't like him, and the Pleiadians don't like him. But here's another interesting fact I picked up by following these Pleiadians with Twitter accounts. Okay. Whatever. Some of these people, they're co-working with a regular human, or so they said they are on here on the planet. They've incarnated here as humans for this very purpose of evolving the human race. But here's something interesting I picked up too. Somebody, this Twitter account, somebody was answering a question regarding the term, the character Satan. We've all heard it, the name before. reassociate it with, you know, bad, the bad guy, Satan. So anyhow, and there is a lot of information about that individual, actually, in other books, beyond just being mentioned in the Bible. So the Pleiadian guy said that identified Satan as this creature from the 12th planet known as Enlil. Anybody who's read the 12th planet book knows there's the two suns that are in conflict over dealing with the human race. The 12th planet came here 445,000 years ago. Their leader had two sons. The leader's name was Anu. His two sons were Enlil and Enki. And Enki was recognized as, he had some feeling for the human race. His brother Enlil didn't care about us for nothing. You know, had no compassion or consideration for humans. Anyhow, the Pleiadian guy says, the bad brother, Enlil, was the character Satan. And he called him Assyrian, too. Now, that, you know, so I find that contradictory to the other information out there. I have to say, what can I say? So that makes me think that, you know, even though these Pleiadians are more evolved than us, they're here to help us, but perhaps their historical information is not totally accurate, you know, and they're making an assumption there. And I'll tell you what's wrong with that thing. Enlil being Satan. Yeah, well, I can understand. Yeah, well, he's a bad guy. Enlil doesn't like the human race. But if you read the books by Zacharias Sitchin, 12th Planet, Lost Book of Enki, there's a few of them out there. You find out that the Anunnaki, Nibiruns, Anunnaki from the planet Nibiru, I call them Nibiruns, they are from the fourth dimension, not the sixth dimension. The Syrians are from the sixth dimension, and the Nibiruns are not the Syrians. So to have that so wrong in a statement, it just makes me think. There are certain things that we've been told here on the human race that even the Pleiadians don't know. And the part of the information that's come to the Earth is that, well, first of all, Satan was neither from... was actually the first lieutenant of Lucifer, with Lucifer's rebellion. We've all heard that word before. And Satan didn't come from Sirius, and no, Satan didn't come from Nibiru. And he was of a higher order. And the term is Lananodek, I believe. Is the source of Satan from where he came. Just a little discrepancy there that I noticed. So that says that, even though that I think what it says is that in certain ways the human race has been given information that other races don't have, even the ones that are more evolved than us. Which, could be. Either way, we should love our human race, and I hear that we are loved throughout the galaxy. But at the moment of truth here, we have to evolve to be more loving beings. I mean, a lot of us are already. But we need a larger percentage of loving beings for the actual event to happen. So it's up to us. Hey, there have been plenty of songs, it's up to you. Well, here's where we are today. It's up to us to get this thing moving faster. So one of the beauties of getting into the fifth dimension is, hey, you're in eternity. Time ends. You get a new body. You don't have to worry about getting old and dying, that's all over with, you know? And there's a lot of other goodies, you know, less maintenance on your body, and you're in eternity, you know? You got all the time in the world, as the saying goes. And it's going to happen in our lifetime, one way or another here. So these are things to be thinking about, and we all have the responsibility of making ourselves more loving people. Of course, this ridiculous world we're in makes it difficult. That's why we have to start solving the problems that are affecting us all. What do we have? Unresponsive governments that are making one stupid decision after another. And we have people that are just engaged in war constantly. And it only takes one rotten apple to spoil the bushel, and we have a lot of rotten apples at the helm in many countries around the world who are out there on the battlefield. And that's all that stuff needs to be brought to an end. And, you know, we think our government's stupid here. I follow people on Twitter, a lot of people from the United Kingdom. Oh, my God, boy, their government is like, I don't know if it's doubly stupid or beyond that. They just like, we think our people are stupid here. They're really stupid over there. The government is. People are good people, but they are just making one stupid thing. Decision over another. In fact, all Europe is falling into that system. What else? Oh, yeah, from watching and listening to all this Pleiadian info, apparently we know one of the bad guys, George Soros, they know him as a bad guy, too. He's influencing the Canadian guy, Prime Minister, to ruin their country, too. And pay attention to anything that's going on in Canada. They're making a lot of stupid laws over there. And they're ruining their culture, too, under the influence of bad guys like George Soros and the insanity is, you know, it's all over. Hey, George Soros, he's behind trying to start trouble in our country, too, with the Antifa and all that other stuff. Bad dude. Even the Pleiadians know that he's a bad dude. They say he's a monster from another planet of monsters, and he's the worst. Well, I get, you know, I'm not going to even, I'm just going to accept that as it's been stated. So, anyhow, back here in the USA, hamburgers on the grill, you got to worry about that nowadays. I think I mentioned once before, and authorities found a truckload of McDonald's meat or one of the fast food meat places that had meat mixed with baby parts ground up in the meat. Disgusting. What big business won't do to save a few bucks? And, like, it's just a kind of a horror story in itself. Like, how could that happen? You know, what do they do? Go around and collect dead babies and grind them up? There was an old movie back, I think, in the 1970 called Soiling Green, where they talked about dead bodies, you know, not just baby. Dead bodies were collected every day at the end of the day. But the garbage trucks, and they were dropped off at a plant where they put them on the conveyor belt, and out the other side of the machine came green chips that the fake news media was calling Soiling Green, made by scientists from the ocean floor, supposedly. But they were grounding up dead bodies, and they were throwing this food out to the masses to feed them. And I'm sure there's situations like that going on right now. And, of course, it is going on with the animal feed, just in case you didn't know. If you aren't a vegetarian, maybe this will give you a reason to be a vegetarian. Or you might just ignore it, but it's a known fact that a lot of the places, whether it's legal or not, they are doing it. They're Dad, I don't know if that, you know, we don't just have regular farms anymore. We have these farm factories where the animals are squeezed in like people on a subway car, and they're just fed until they get fat, and then they slaughter them. But a lot of the animals die off in those situations, and what do they do with them? They don't throw them out. They grind them up and mix it with the food for the animals that are still alive. Yes, this is going on. It's sickening. But and this is, I believe, how the mad cow disease thing got started. So the movie Soylent Green, the science fiction movie from 1970, was foretelling, it might have been happening right back in 1970, but it was foretelling the future, where big corporations are going to be doing stuff like this and then selling it to you as food. And, of course, now we have even more problems. We have the chemtrails that are spreading poison in the air. Eventually it trickles down, lands on crops. Isn't that wonderful? So we're at the point now where you want to grow organic food, you really have to put a greenhouse over your food to protect it from the chemtrail spraying. And the chemtrail planes are still just about everywhere. Here's the, so you got to wonder, how can authorities allow this to go on? How come the media is being forced not to talk about it? How come President Trump hasn't signed an executive order to stop it? That would be the easy way to do it. And how can people with a conscience that are connected with these programs allow themselves to stay connected with the programs and allow this to go on? But it's going on every day. It's a very serious problem. And there is a certain small group of people out there trying to get something done, and nobody in government is doing anything. There is a famous woman in California. She's been approaching the government for over 10 years talking about this problem, and they let her talk. They give her time, and still nothing gets changed. So I don't know if that's overly powerful mind control or just a lot of bribe money out there to have this going on, but it's destroying everything. The particles fall down on, it's destroying. It's destroying the earth. It's destroying the air we breathe. It's destroying the crops. So, you know, it's a serious thing to think about, you know. Concerned people, we like to buy organic food. But if there's chemical poisons like aluminum and barium and other bad things falling down on the crop in nano-sized particles, they will get into the food. And, you know, who has the time to test every piece of food you buy? It says organic, you want to assume it is, and you eat it. But we're all consuming toxins now, whether we know it or not. I mean, and this is bad stuff. These nanoparticles, tiny, small, little pieces of poison that get into our body. Human bodies really weren't designed to get rid of this artificial crap, you know, because these things don't exist in nature naturally. These are scientific evils that have been devised for various purposes, and they're spraying it in the air every day sick. So there's not enough people on the bandwagon here complaining about it. And there's not a, certainly, apparently, nobody with authority that wants to do anything about it. So we continuously allow these planes to poison our food, our water, and the forests are getting poisoned. That's why there are tinder boxes now in California, where the and that's why they're having a lot of big fires there. And, of course, we also have photographs from directed energy beams hitting the California area while the fires are going on. Is there no end to this evil? Unbelievable. Yet nobody is being arrested in this. Nobody is stopping the programs, and the guys with the weapons and the planes that spray the poison are being allowed to get away with this. It's insanity, but it's happening. It's real. I mean, we're living in a world where the government allows this crap to happen, and it's happening not only here, but around the world. But we need to take care of here first, you know? And hopefully, I talk about it so the message will get out there that somebody listening might be able to tell somebody to know, who knows something, who has some inside information, who has some authority maybe in the Air Force, to start doing something about this. I mean, the Air Force is supposed to be protecting the skies, and here we have planes flying over America, dropping poison. We can see it every day. You go out there, you see those streaks of lines that just hang up there. Well, those are the planes spraying the poison, the chemtrails. Now, why aren't we being protected? Where's the National Security Agency? You know, they're a worthless organization, really worthless. I mean, waste the taxpayers' money. They do apparently what the bribe money tells them to do. They're not serving the American people. Absolutely not. And where's our Air Force? Why aren't they serving the American people and shooting down these planes, spraying poison, and allowing, in fact, there's even military planes, I hear, that are being used. And who's making these decisions at the top? Are there some of the, have the important generals all been compromised, brain controlled, or what, giving the orders, fly that plane and spray the toxic materials into the air. Sure, they've got the cover story geoengineering, but the geoengineering is bad geoengineering. It's killing the planet, killing us, weakening us. It's creating global warming, that's right. Yeah, global warming does exist. It exists because we got maniacs, morons, evil people in charge of the chemtrail program, which is causing global warming to an extent, and which is poisoning the earth, and species are dying off, you know. And apparently there's a lot of enough people up in the top there, they have no conscience, period, none. They think, they don't see anything wrong with any of this, you know. Oh, it's geoengineering, yeah, right. And it, but it's bad geoengineering. What can I say? Bad. Let me get a drink of water here. There's another thing, water. You don't even know. Oh, it could be nano particles in your water. I mean, I go to the trouble basically to buy what's called a water catalyst. Distill my own water so I know it's distilled, and then add the catalyst to put a negative charge to the water and energize it. And the idea of putting a negative charge to water is so it connects with any electronically. All poisons are basically, all bad things are basically have a positive charge. And so when you're drinking a water with a negative charge, it hooks onto those bad particles and takes them out of your system. How about that? Hey, I would say this is an educational show. And I'm not going to do a full commercial, but the name of the company that gives can provide you with the negatively charged water, it's called John Ellis. How about that? Look it up. Anyhow, that's something you have to consider, and talk about reading labels. That's an important thing, too. I mean, we still don't exactly know. We have to believe the information on the label, but it's a start. Some recent stuff, Carrageenan or something like that, Carrageenan, however it's spelled. Don't hold me to that spelling, but we've seen it on products. Recent information out is that even though it's used in many products for some practical purposes, supposedly now they found out that when it gets down to your stomach acids, it gets turned into a toxic poison, so there's a little bit of poison in any product that has that. Well, it's something to look into. As if there was not enough bad things. And of course, important thing to stay away from is all the soft drinks with the high fructose corn syrup, because that's the GMO corn syrup. You know, that's where they're getting it from. They're getting it from crops, GMO crops of corn. And they're concentrating on it. And the GONs, regardless of what they say, there's a lot of concerns about that, and legitimate concerns that these things, because there's been no period of testing time, the GMOs that have just been put out there, that people, scientists, we can say non-government scientists, are discovering that the possible badness of GMOs, it's that it's going to cause people to be sterile, and of course that's one of the agendas of NWO, New World Order. They want to bring down the population. You know, they want to get rid of 95% of us. Sickening, but that's what they want to do. And again, a lot of these sick agencies, they have. They're really nothing but puppets for some of the bad ETs that are on our world, that are, you know, that are key behind-the-scene players in controlling the banks, the money machines, the big corporations, and essentially the world control factors, control companies, control... key players in the world, leaders of governments and stuff like that. Yeah, the ETs are behind this to some extent. In fact, they're the ones who started the thing that we know as government. In fact, this name of the show is Connect the Dots, and this is a 5-second plug for my book. My book, Connect the Dots Theory, explains all these important things about how the ETs were the first ones to enslave mankind 300,000 years ago. You know, they shut off 10 strands of our 12-strand DNA to keep us, so we couldn't evolve, connecting with the universe. And they kept us as slave labor, and then when they finally decided to give us the kingships, yes, the ETs gave us the original kingships. When the kingships were set up, they were male-dominated organizations, they had laws, they had taxes, and that evolved into modern-day government. So that's it. The ETs are the ones who started this concept of government, where government rules you and dictates to you and has the authority to take your money in the form of taxes, penalties, and has the authority to do a lot of other bad things to you. That's right, and this is where we are today. It's an offshoot on what originally was started by ETs. That's right, the creatures from the 12th planet. Hey, buy my book and you'll see how it all fits. Chapter 4 of my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It explains why things are the way they are. And it talks about the behind-the-scene groups. I limit it to 4 major groups. There's more than that, but when you start considering the 4 major groups that are manipulating everything from behind the scenes and interfering in our affairs here on Earth, you'll begin to understand why things are the way they are. If there wasn't all this manipulation, Earth, it would be heaven on Earth, most likely, because there's enough of us that know the proper way of doing things so people aren't mistreated. In fact, there's a lot of interesting information out there regards to Native American Indians or indigenous people. Where they were living on a tribal level, and didn't have any all these stupid things that we have that we believe are necessary. There were no poor people, people that didn't have. They were given, they were
had things being shared with them so they wouldn't be left out. There were no jails. How about that in Indian culture, American Indian culture? There, you know, there was no taxing. There was no outright, you know, marking off of the land. This is my property. Sure, they all had their territories for hunting and stuff like that. And the one group basically respect the other group, and they just kind of got along that way. And there weren't all these rules and all these agencies and stuff like that. Life was more simpler, and we need to head back in that direction because we have too much over-control by over-controlling governments, and as it's getting just worse and worse, governments are becoming more unresponsive as the days go by, which is unfortunate. And of course, like we've all been lied to here, in America, from school, time to face up to it, yes. You know, you go to some public school, and they tell you, America is the democracy. Well, there are no democracies in this world when you take the world literally. America is a republic for those of us who still know how to recite the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. I mean, there's many people in America here. They don't even know how to recite. They don't even know the words to the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. But in that Pledge of Allegiance, the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, okay, there's the answer right there. America is a republic. It's in the Pledge of Allegiance, right? But why wasn't that information really pointed out in school? I don't know. Maybe they are doing it now. I doubt it, though, because school's actually getting worse. You know, they just program people how to use a computer because that's going to be your future. That's what school promotes nowadays. Learn how to use the computer because that's what you're going to be. You're going to be some moron sitting in a room with another 100 morons all looking at screens and doing what the master moron tells you to do in regards to the use of your screen. And this is the future they have planned for the human race. And what's all the computing on the screens? How does that relate to the people in control? Well, right now we're still under the control of the ETs. That's right. The bad ETs are still running this world. And they've persuaded a lot of humans to go along with their idea of total control. And that's what all the computer systems are necessary for. That's what we have warehouses and warehouses of computing systems to gather all the facts and all the details. Because the ETs want to know what every human being is doing all the time. Because that's their idea of maintaining control. Yeah, that's it, you know. I mean, internet is a great thing for socially interacting and stuff like that. But at the same time, we're all being monitored. Every transaction you do through a computer, it's being put in your dossier. And now the machines are creating their own identity, and they have all the information on every little transaction every one of us has done. They know where you go. They know what you like. They know how much money you owe. And this is just too much information out there in the hands of a few who can use that information in a wrong way. And it's being done already, of course. And all this nonsense we needed for security. Well, guess what? There's a better way to do security. And I'm the guy who knows about that because I know how to set things up and I know strategies. You know, and I've said this before, on this show, I talk the truth. The truth is that individuals are the geniuses in this world. And we're talking about planet Earth now. Planet Earth as it is, now all these councils are a waste of friggin' time. And all it does is brings everything down to the lowest common denominator, and nothing great is ever decided on because most councils are made up by stupid morons, unintelligent people, lacking education, lacking wisdom, And just because there's a group of people together, that's supposed to give justice? No, it doesn't. It's the worst possible on planet Earth. It's the worst possible situation going here right now. Certain individuals, real leaders, are self-thinkers. They don't need a group of people dragging them down to some low mentality. And that's what is wrong with all these councils and groups. United Nations, there you go. That's a phony council group if there ever was one. And they all get bullied into following the lowest order of thing, or what serves the ETs, the extraterrestrials, the 12th planet and specifically, that's still running the show, you know? I mean, again, another reason, buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory, because I really make point of how the 12th planet, they have given us all the bad habits that we still have today. They have set up all the bad control situations that are not for the individual, but for the controllers. They are to blame for just about everything. No, don't blame the devil. Blame the 12th planet. Okay? Sure, there's spiritual bad entities, but whatever they have ever done compares nothing to what the rotten 12th planet has done to our world. And you need to look into that. And that's why I tell people, buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory, because I'll make point of every rotten bad habit humanity has. It was the 12th planet was bragging about this type of behavior back when the recording of their lives made it into the Sumerian records. They have no shame. They are the rapists. They are the abusers. They are the male dominators. And they have perverted our humanity with their disgusting ways that they have no shame about. They think, oh, that's okay. And that's why we have all these perverts in the world today. And that's why the people involved with power get into this, because the power structure still goes back to the top of the pyramid. It's actually the 12th planet, the ETs. And there are other minor bad ET groups in here. They have their little cults, you know. And this is the reality. I mean, as I said, the Pleiadians claim they're here, and they claim they're getting rid of some of these bad guys, but it's not enough. And there are so many bad programs going on now to destroy our human race. Even if they round up all the bad guys, the programs are still working on their own. And people are participating in this. When all we have to do is stop working in these programs, then a lot of the troubles will go away. And specifically, what are the programs? Hey, the ongoing continuation of wars, never ending. The chemtrail program, poisoning the earth, poisoning our food, water, killing the forest, weakening the human being, and now they got the frequency weapons up everywhere. And of course, eventually the plan is to kill us all dead with the, I could call it the death frequency. Yes, they know how to do that. The science is there, and they can start broadcasting that from every antenna on the face of the planet. And if you're within range of the antenna, unless you're out in somewhere where there are no antennas, or in a cave or something, when they turn that juice on with the killing frequency, you're going to die in a matter of minutes. This is science. This isn't bullshit. I'm talking, this is science. If we don't start doing something about it, these programs are ongoing already. So even if the Pleiadians round up all the bad guys, the programs are still running, and we have to put a stop to them, because most of the people that participate setting these programs up, they have no idea what they're setting up. They haven't been told the truth of what's going on here. I'm telling you the truth. So when you're done listening tonight, tomorrow, talk to your friends. Start talking to them about, you know, hey, we got to save ourselves here, you know? Even though there's a race of beings, the Pleiadians, who are here to help us evolve, concentrate on our love, and go into the eternal fifth dimension where we're not going to die, which is a beautiful thing to think about, there's still all these ongoing programs that are kicking in and are going to cause people a lot of death and anguish unless we make an attempt to stop them. Requires actions, you know? And forget about calling your representatives. The representatives are brain-dead morons. They don't know how to respond if their life depended on it. And their life depends on this one, too, because when they turn on those killing frequencies, all the politicians are going to die, too. Everybody's going to die if you're within the range. Everyone. The Trojan horse weapons are already in place. If you can't see them, that's because you're uneducated. Everywhere I go, I see them. You know, I'm in New York. They've got the stuff up here. They're going to, when the call goes out to turn on the switch, they're going to be able to kill 25 to 50 million people in a matter of minutes. I'm not bullshitting here. This is reality, right? I'm talking about the big guns, but on a smaller level, start walking around your neighborhood tomorrow. Start looking on the top of the telephone poles. Garbage can-sized cylinders, one, two, or three, sometimes four, attached to the top of a single telephone pole. Well, these are in connection with the Wi-Fi and the coming 5G. Notice that the telephone lines are getting thicker. That's to send more juice, because when they send a lot of juice into these things, they're going to be killing weapons themselves. And they're right in your neighborhood. And nobody is saying anything about it. You think everything's fine. You see the telephone truck there putting up these things. These things need to be taken down and disconnected immediately. You know? People that you believe you need Wi-Fi, you need to live in a separate neighborhood by yourself where you can have all the garbage can canisters on top of the telephone poles, and you can live happily with your Wi-Fi while it's destroying your health. And you can just beg for that new 5G. They're going to turn it on whether you want it or not. And here's what people don't understand. When the system is fully operational, ready to go up, and they pump all the heavy-duty electricity into these repeaters, I've heard they're called. I call them garbage cans on top of telephone poles. They're cylinder-shaped. When they turn up the juice on this, you're going to start getting cancer within days, and when they really turn up the juice, you're going to start dropping dead in your house. I'm laughing at it, but it's not funny, it's sad, but this is what's going on. They're setting up weapons to kill you. It's like, you know, it's like they parked a tank in front of your house. Some streets, I've noticed they got one on every telephone pole. It's like they parked a tank right in the front of your house with a guy in it who's going to just blow your house away and kill you. And you're not complaining, hey, there's a tank in front of my house and it's pointed at me. And there's a guy in there waiting for the order to shoot, blow up my whole house. Well, it's just like that, except it's not going to be physical destruction. They're going to kill you with vibrations. It's the science of how to do this is known already. And they are so arrogant and on the way with this. They don't care if people like me are talking about it, because they got the thing set up so well already. Maybe, like, if they were to stop tomorrow and don't proceed further with this, they could turn on the juice full power and kill at least half the world. That's how bad it's gotten already. But the only thing holding them back is they're waiting until they have every area covered so they can do the 95% kill in one afternoon. I mean, okay, maybe my guessing is off. Maybe they only can kill 25% of the people right now if they turn on the juice. But I think it's closer to half, because all the big cities are wired for this, and that's where most of your people are. I'm telling you, I mean, I know what they have set up in New York. I'm a resident here, and eventually, in a very short time, I'm going to have to be moving out of here, because the writing's on the wall. They have all the Trojan weapons set up here, right in plain sight. But if you don't recognize something for a weapon, you're not going to realize it. It takes an educated mind to realize what's going on here. And everybody's asleep at the wheel in government. They have no idea what's going on. They wouldn't even believe it if somebody like me told them. They would say, nah, you're out of your mind. Well, that's the unfortunate situation we have. We have morons in government that don't have the intelligence to see something bad on the horizon, don't have the guts to make a tough decision to do something about it, and are just totally unresponsive by the nature of being a politician. You know, it goes with the territory. Hey, I want to be a politician. Well, I don't have to be responsive. I'm a politician. All I have to do is con people to vote for me, and then it's a free ride for 4 years. That's one of my phrases I like to use, because that's where it's at. Once a politician gets elected, it's basically a free ride for 4 years. They're getting paid. They don't have to do squat, as the saying goes. You know? All they have to do is learn how to dance around, grandstand in front of the cameras, and pretend they're doing something for you. And the only legislation they ever pass is something that's going to put money in their pocket or get them more votes. There's where it's at. Come on, wake up. You know? That's how bad it is. I mean, that's why everybody... there's a large group of people, not everybody, don't like President Trump, because he's not willing to play that game to the letter like everyone else is. He's kind of like out there alone in that respect, and that's what people do like about him, the ones that do like him. And the ones that don't like him is because they're being prodded not to like him, because all the scumbag, yes, dirtbag, phony politicians don't like President Trump because they like the old way, the free ride for 4 years, or if you're in the Senate, the free ride for 6 years, and that's why they don't like President Trump, because, hey, you're ruining it for the rest of us, you know? We had a perfect game going for us here, money coming in left and right. We didn't have to do a damn bit of work, and you're making our lives difficult, and that's why we don't like you. And this is where it's at. And people all around the world in the other countries, they, regardless of your personal feelings here, they love President Trump because they see somebody who's not part of the sham. Sure, he's a money guy, and he'll do what, he has all his properties, and he has all his money-making things out there already, so he's set tight. You know, he doesn't need to get any more, and he knows that. But all the rest of the clowns, they are all addicted to money and power. Clowns, who am I talking about? U.S. Congress. And all the other, like the British Parliament, they're a bunch of unbelievable fools. Do-nothing people, unresponsive to their people, allowing migrants to come in and take over their country. Hey, look into it. It's insanity. Just like the rest of Europe doing the same. There's some funny pictures that get posted out there on the internet of what Paris, France looks like. It looks like Squattersville, like they did what turned into Occupy Wall Street when they had that thing going on in Manhattan. You know, everybody brought their tents and they turned it into Squatterville. Garbage all over the place, and they turned it into just a slum. And eventually they got clear, the mayor had a clear mail, but this is what they're doing in Paris. And, apparently the Parisian mayor doesn't have the guts to do something about it. And they're doing that all over Europe. The migrants are just flooding in by the boatload, no pun intended there. And they're walking the rest of the way and they're infiltrating. And then they have the guts, or rather the gall, when they get there, they want to change civilized world into their world shithole. That's right. That's exactly the perfect word for it. And you just look at these encampments they set up in these foreign countries. And then they are raping the local people. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Let's bring in some migrants, and they'll rape the local people, and they'll... kill them, and that's just perfect, isn't it? You know, we had a civilized world, and we bring in all these migrants, have no respect for civilization. Oh, and there's plenty of photos. Just go out there and look. These migrants come in, and they just crap pull down their pants in public and crap right where they're at. Doesn't matter. And why aren't they being arrested? Does this make any sense? This is how crazy our world has gotten. In Europe, this is going on 24/7. And they are destroying Europe, the migrants. They've come there and they're turning Europe into a shithole. There's no better word for it. And they are really turning into a shithole here in Europe. They are pulling down their pants and crapping in public. And there's different pictures I've seen of the women in the Muslim gear. They're standing in one in particular caught my eye. Security camera has the Muslim woman in the full gear standing by elevator banks in an office building. She stands there for about a minute, and when she walks away, she left this big, giant turd right on the floor. So I guess they walk around without underpants on, and they just crap like an animal wherever they want. Okay? Well, this is really turning Europe into a shithole. No pun intended. You know? Too bad President Trump didn't make point of these things when they wanted to make a big issue because he used that word. He should have had brought up the videos and said, look, here's the proof. They're turning Europe into a shithole. So, that's the harsh reality. Meanwhile, we have to do our part. Project your love. Meditate or pray or just connect. You don't have to really do the exercises, you know. It doesn't have to be an ordeal. To connect with the universe, the higher reality, the true God, all you have to do is sit down, be quiet, and concentrate and think. The real God will hear your thoughts. Humans were designed to use telepathic communication. I've said it before, I've had communications telepathically, and then the conversation just goes. You think what you want, you get a response, throw it back to you, and it's almost like talking once you get used to it. And so that's part of connecting with spirit, connecting with the bigger universe. You just have to sit there alone in your room, quiet. In fact, Jesus taught that the most important prayer is when you're alone. You don't have to get down on your knees. That's a misconception. That's the false gods came up with that idea that you have to. If you want to, that's fine. Okay, but you don't have to. I don't think Jesus ever said you had to do that. Read the scriptures. But he did say the most important prayer is, no, it's not in the church. It's not in the mosque. It's not in any organized thing like that whatsoever. It's alone in your room by yourself in private. And then really all you have to do is just sit there and think. You know? Think the words out and you're communicating and your message will be heard. And that's how easy it is to pray. You don't even have to fold your hands together, but if you want, it creates a more powerful connection, I believe. But these are the things we need to do to evolve ourselves to be better people. Because when we're around a group of people, usually it's the lower common denominator that gets its way. You know, you can remember being in public school, the bullies rule. They're the worst pieces of trash there. But they rule. Might is right. They take advantage of that opportunity that might is right, and they enforce it, and they rule in school. Bullies rule in school. And that's the reality. That's why when you want to pray, you want to do it alone, because even one person can interfere with your personal prayers. And yes, there is a God, there is a higher reality, and then there's uncountable spiritual beings out there, angels, and names you don't even know about, but you can find out about. Go out there and search the good books. Plenty of them out there. Okay, we're getting to the end of the show. And just before we go, I just want to remind everybody, I have phenomenal albums out there that the one in particular, it's called Songs Better Than Dylan. It has the largest collection anywhere on the face of the planet of philosophical social commentary songs. And they're spiritually enlightening, some of them too. And that's why all these songs were written. And I put them into one album. There's 22 songs there. So if you're looking to evolve yourself into being a better person, if you're looking to gain a little wisdom in life, and you're just looking to listen to a real conversation in a song, and they're pleasant songs. They all have hooks, if you know what the term hook refers to. It's like the chorus. And they're very likable songs, too. You got to go to CD Baby Music Store on the internet. Right. CD, like in a compact disc, CD Baby Music Store. Punch in my name, Tom Space Edison. No, my real name isn't Space, but that's how I put my name out there. I don't run it together like an email address. It's Tom, T-O-M, then there's a space, and then it's E-D-I-S-O-N. Yes, that is my real name. Tom Edison. So when you get to the CD Baby Music Store, you punch in my name, the two albums will pop up. Songs Better Than Dylan has 22 songs on it. My other song, American Party Songs, if you like party-type music, I have 12 different type songs on there. And, of course, when you go to CD Baby Music Store, you get a 29-second preview of each song. But just take my word for it. They're great songs, and you can participate in helping me get my 2020 U.S. presidential campaign on right. I'm running for president as a writing candidate. Sure, it sounds impossible, but I'm not afraid to go out there and do something that's rough. And the reason I want to do it is because, you know, this world needs somebody in a powerful position to get rid of all this BS going on. And I'm the guy who knows how to do it, you know, and I know how to give orders. You think President Trump is doing things, I could do 10 times more, maybe 100 times more than him, because I've got the knowledge that he doesn't. And I'm not saying that to brag, it's just a fact. You know, I've seen what he got. You know, he's out there. But the knowledge I have to draw on far exceeds his. This is the end of the show. So, folks, go to CD Baby Music Store and participate in helping me along accomplish what I'm trying to do my part to make this world a better place. Focus on love, and collectively our love will bring us into the fifth dimension. Okay, Mr. Engineer.